Now, last week, we had a bit of a squiz at the global cut flower industry, the extraordinary supply chains, the chains that girdle the globe of flowers being whisked hither and yon. It was in the wake of Mother's Day, and now, as we stand in this room surrounded by yellowing chrysanthemums, we're going to zoom in a little more locally and look at the simple changes that florists and buyers are making or could make to ensure a better level of sustainability in this business. There's all sorts of questions perhaps that we could be asking as consumers about the flowers that we should be on the lookout for. Rita Feldman is a florist and director of the Sustainable Floristry Network in Australia. Rita, hello. Sustainability, how long has this been a talking point in the florist business?
I think you can almost observe the emergence of these ideas with the appearance of hashtags on social media in some way.
People becoming increasingly aware. And I guess flowers, they're a growing thing. This is, in its essence, a sort of a green business. And yet, of course, to supply large numbers of flowers to consumers, it's a big agribusiness as well.
Yeah, it is. Australia is quite different to Europe and North America. We are benefited by the fact that most of our flower supplies are produced and grown in Australia. Obviously, our flowers are, you know, being transported around the country, often large distances. What we do know is that the greater flowers travel in refrigerated transport and cold storage chains, the greater the carbon footprint. And so one of the things that we do know is that growing locally and seasonally produces generally the lowest sort of carbon and chemical footprint.
How hard is that? I mean, how does that reflect, I guess, consumer demand? Are consumers in a high street florist in any Australian city, are they prepared to accept the limitations of seasonality and low flower miles?
Look, it's tricky because the consumer's perception of what is seasonal and has been really impacted by this situation that we're now in about having all these sort of out of season lines available all the time. It's really hard because you've got social media playing a big role in influencing things like weddings and events, and often an image might be there. You know, I've worked as a wedding florist for a long time, and I'll be brought an image and somebody will say, oh, I want that, and look, that's from, you know, the US 6 months ago or, you know, 12 months ago. And so you're constantly sort of working to meet certain visuals. We've sort of forgotten what the flowers are about in that process.
Almost forgotten that flowers are a thing that grow from the earth.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not just flowers, of course, around issues of sustainability. Now, you began a campaign, No Floral Foam. Well, tell us first of all, what is floristry foam?
Well, basically, it's a really unusual type of plastic. It's a phenolic resin, so it's related to like billiard balls and housing insulation.
So this is that funny squishy foam at the bottom of your flowers that the stems can poke into that holds a lot of water. I mean, you can see its utility for a florist.
It really is a remarkable product because it plays all these, it's got all these different functions. You know, it transports water into the stem, it holds the stem in a particular position. But the really interesting thing about it is that it was not designed for purpose.
What happens when it goes to landfill, do we know?
Well, it sits there for a really long time. It's just another plastic. The bigger concern is what happens when it ends up in the natural environment.
So what's been the industry response? Are people keen to phase it out? Are there viable alternatives?
You can always do something without foam. The main problem with shifting away from the use of floral foam is that it is extremely convenient. It makes the whole job so much easier.
I think it's an elegant proposition, isn't it, Rita, to have people just reassert in their minds the fact that flowers are little living things and they don't grow all year, and that getting them fresh to your event is a difficult undertaking, and we need to be tolerant and understanding and perhaps reshape our expectations. And Rita, thank you so much, and everything that you say is tremendously true. I think we can all feel the truth of those things about flowers. Rita Feldman, florist, director of the Sustainable Floristry Network in Australia. This is Blueprint Radio National.